Wednesday. Let's take a listen to America's Muslims again as we wrap up, at least for now, a look at what they say life is like for them in America the Beautiful. We'll also take a look at what some are considering to be an outdated model for the church. And we'll also take a listen to what Pew has found out with regards to Black millennials and religion. Thursday, we're going to continue to look into the future and see what we can find out about this whole notion of artificial intelligence connecting with souls, or souls being connected to artificial intelligence. I want to ask you something. How many of you have seen any of the TV programs that focus on artificial intelligence, synthetics? Some people will call them synths for short. And of course, all these names for the same thing: synths, humanoids, hubots, artificial intelligence, you know, highly sophisticated computer networks inside of what will come to look like human bodies. Any of you ever seen any of the TV shows that really focus on life and what it will mean to have hubots as an integral part of our lives? Did you find, those of you who have seen some of those shows, did you discover whether you may have had some mixed emotions about some of the experiences that those synths were having? I mean, think about it now. I know some of you are going to laugh, say, oh, come on now. But let's get ready now, because this is going to be part of the picture for real. It's just a matter of time. Synths. Working jobs that humans have been working for ages. And some of you are saying that's not so far away, because to an extent that's happening right now. And that's true. We have some robots that are already working in restaurants, and right now they look like robots. How will it go when what looks like a robot continues to think like a artificial intelligence, but begins to look like a human? Yeah, so what are we going to do? You know, we have artificial intelligence, and I'm saying doing the jobs, being given the jobs that humans have been doing for ages. Because it's not going to be just those jobs that a lot of humans don't want that are going to be given to artificial intelligence, to synthetics, to humanoids, to hubots. When you think about what has happened with regards to, I guess we can just say, technology. Over the last 6, 7, 8, 10 decades, think about the jobs that were taken from humans and given to robots, to technology. Whether you're talking about in the factory, especially you think about automobile factories. Yeah, you think about jobs. Those were jobs that those people wanted. I mean, some of those people, a lot of those people, too many other people working the assembly line were so fixated on keeping their jobs no matter what, that despite the fact that executives in the industry kept saying this is the way we're going and kept letting them know technology was going to be used more and more to do a lot of those jobs that the people were doing, the people held on and held on and held on. Instead of getting cross-trained to do something else, they just hung on and lost their jobs. Many of them. Some of them saw the handwriting on the wall and they made their moves. But many stayed right where they were and they lost their jobs. They did not lose those jobs because they no longer wanted them. They kept holding on because they wanted those jobs. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? You watch these shows and the Hubots are given jobs that humans are doing, and very often the humans get mad at the Hubots, despite the fact that the Hubots did not create themselves, nor did the Hubots come up with the idea to be given jobs that humans were working. Humans responsible for all of that. Humans are the ones who are saying, let's develop this technology and let's give jobs that humans do to the Hubots, to the technology. And working feverishly on getting that technology to look and sound human, to feel human. Any of you watch some of those Hubots acting as caregivers, caretakers, and kind of feel sorry for them when you see them being mistreated, physically abused, emotionally abused, verbally abused? I mean, just talk to any kind of way. Or do you say, oh, that's just technology, that's just a Hubot, that's just a synth. Nobody cares if it's verbally abused. Talk to it any way you want to. It's just, and some of you, did you find yourselves truly feeling sorry for the Hubot? Did some of you find yourselves struggling with that? Oh, man, the way he just talked to the Hubot, that was so insensitive. That was so mean. That was so ugly. But it is just a Hubot. And you find yourself just kind of going back and forth, reasoning and feeling at the same time. Reasoning, this is just a Hubot, but feeling sympathy because it still looks like a human. You know, you look at something like iRobot. What is that little thing called? The Roomba that goes around the floor vacuuming up for you. If someone were to speak real mean to that thing, well, most people would probably just think, oh, are you out of your mind? But if you take the intelligence and put it inside of what looks like a human being, would it take on a whole new meaning? Just asking. All right. Well, okay. How about when we're talking about human to human? Let's get away from the technology for now. We'll explore that some more on Thursday, the artificial intelligence and souls and how we may or may not respond. But when it comes to human to human, and as I mentioned a little earlier, we have the connections there, maybe a strong, beautiful connection. We really have a great relationship. And something goes wrong. The connection is broken. The relationship goes sour. Do we just accept that and just decide, well, this is the way it's going to be from now on? Or do we try to find ways to patch things up? Let's look at that in just a few minutes.